Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Wednesday morning, August 27th, 2025, and we have a great mix of government and politics headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
State Roundup. Trump plans to pull key OC wind farm permit. Primary care doctors in short supply. Moore corrects Trump on source of key bridge funds. The Trump administration intends to revoke the federal permit issued to U.S. Wind for a wind farm off the coast of Ocean City. Finding a primary care doctor is challenging in Maryland, especially for Medicaid patients due to low reimbursement rates. Governor Wes Moore corrected President Trump on the source of funds for the key bridge construction. President Trump's executive order on cashless bail could impact Montgomery and St. Mary's counties. The escalating war of words between Trump and Moore continues, with Trump calling Baltimore a horrible deathbed. The first human case of screwworm in the U.S. has been traced to a Maryland resident. Annapolis municipal races are heating up as early voting approaches. Baltimore County farmers are seeking the creation of a Department of Agriculture to better serve their needs. Former priest William Mannion faces charges despite being omitted from the AG's list of allegedly abusive priests. Harbor Place redevelopment aims to improve access to the water and connectivity to the city. Wes Moore just can't help himself, but is he helping Maryland? At an event to highlight the rebirth of Pimlico Racetrack, Governor Wes Moore went on an anti-Trump rant, challenging the former president to walk in their communities. However, his speech was challenged by Pastor Tony Randall, who shared a firsthand account of a recent shooting near the racetrack. The article raises concerns about the manipulation of crime statistics in Baltimore, referencing the term juking the stats popularized by the TV show The Wire. Recent allegations in Washington, D.C. suggest that data manipulation to downplay crime severity is a widespread practice. This raises questions about the accuracy of crime statistics in Maryland and Baltimore, despite Governor Moore's protestations. The real experiences of residents, like the pastor dodging bullets, may speak louder than the official narrative. Perhaps a closer analysis of the statistics is needed to truly understand the situation. Supreme Court of Maryland denies request to review appeal, allowing the village at Providence Point to proceed. National Lutheran Communities and Services announces that the Supreme Court of Maryland has denied the final appeal by Crab Creek Conservancy, Inc., allowing the village at Providence Point to move forward. The court's decision validates the Planning Commission's approval of a forest conservation variance for the project after a lengthy process that started in 2009. NLCS President and CEO Cindy Walters expressed excitement to make the environmentally responsible project a reality for older adults in Annapolis. The community will offer thoughtfully designed housing options, create jobs, provide environmental protections, and preserve forested land. Construction is set to begin in 2025, with the community opening within 28 months of groundbreaking. Gold jumps as Powell hints at September rate cut possibility. The price of gold has increased significantly since the chair of the Federal Reserve, Jerome Powell, hinted at an upcoming shift in U.S. monetary policy. While giving his speech at the recent Federal Reserve Central Bank Symposium, Powell highlighted that economic growth was slowing and discussed the increasing inflation risks, suggesting that the Fed may cut interest rates soon if needed. Gold industry actors like GMXX Corp, GMZ, will be looking to leverage the potential rate cut to their advantage.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7, PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and blockchainwire.io. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.